Morning Watch, the intrinsic significance of Gideon as God's valiant warrior, week 8, Saturday. Related verses. Romans 2:4. Or do you despise the riches of his kindness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that God's kindness is leading you to repentance? Galatians 5:16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall by no means fulfill the lust of the flesh. Judges 8:23. But Gideon said to them, I will not rule over you, nor will my son rule over you. Jehovah will rule over you. Romans 8:4. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. 1 Samuel 16:7. But Jehovah said to Samuel, do not regard his appearance and the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For it is not how man sees that matters, for man looks on the outward appearance, but Jehovah looks on the heart. 1 Chronicles 28:9. And you, Solomon my son, know the God of your father and serve him with your whole heart. And with a willing soul, for Jehovah searches all the hearts and understands every imagination of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you, but if you forsake him, he will cast you away forever. 1 Chronicles 29:17. I know also, O my God, that you try the heart and take pleasure in uprightness. I, in the uprightness of my heart, have offered willingly all these things. And now I have seen with joy your people who are present here offering willingly to you. Psalms 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is Jehovah, the people whom he has chosen as his possession. Galatians 5:25. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Colossians 3:5. Put to death, therefore, your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and greediness, which is idolatry. Related reading. After his great success, the greatest success in all the cycles of Israel's history, recorded in Judges, Gideon had a terrible failure. The secret of his failure comprises three factors. First, Gideon was not kind. He killed those countrymen who did not support him, breaking the sixth commandment of God. Second, he indulged in the lust of the flesh, not exercising any restriction over his fleshly lusts. This is indicated in Judges 8:30, which tells us that Gideon had 70 sons, for he had many wives. In addition, his concubine, who was in Shechem, also bore him a son. By this, Gideon broke the seventh commandment. Third, although he did a good thing in refusing to rule over the people, he coveted the spoil of his people, and they surrendered it to him. Gideon's indulgence in sex and his greediness for gold led to idolatry. Greediness is idolatry, and both fornication and greediness are linked to idol worship. Even King Solomon, who began as a God-fearing and God-loving person, eventually became an idol worshiper through his many foreign wives. Gideon made an ephod with the gold he had taken from the people, and this ephod became an idol to the children of Israel. As a result, Gideon's family and the entire society of Israel were corrupted. Gideon began by tearing down the altar of Baal and its idol, but after his success, he built something idolatrous. This failure canceled all his success. His failure shows us that we need to exercise strict control in dealing with the matters of sex and wealth. Any indulgence in these things will cause our enjoyment of Christ to be annulled. The intrinsic significance of the fifth and sixth cycles of Israel's miserable history consists of Israel's forsaking God and joining herself to idols. This means that Israel divorced God, her legitimate husband, and went after many idols. Man's forsaking of God began in Genesis 3. To take the tree of knowledge is actually to marry Satan and divorce God. Gideon's failure was due to his forsaking of God and his joining himself to Satan. When he joined himself to Satan, the issue was murder. He also indulged in the flesh, coveted and committed idolatry. This issued in the corruption of his family and the entire society of Israel. To go along with Satan is to enter into the ambition that was present in Satan when he fell. He wanted to ascend to the throne. He wanted to be like the Most High. Hence, to forsake God and join with Satan is to enter into the intrinsic ambition within this evil one. In family life, whenever a husband and a wife love the Lord and reject everything other than Him, their married life will be wonderful. But once a husband or wife begins to love something else in place of the Lord, their married life and family will become chaotic. We have no right to divorce the Lord. We have no basis to forsake Him. We must take Him, love Him, honor Him, respect Him, regard Him, exalt Him, and cling to Him, rejecting Satan to the uttermost. Then we will be blessed. If we love the Lord and hate Satan, we will be blessed. Psalm 33:12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is Jehovah. Blessed is everyone, nation, society, group, and individual, whose Lord, head, king, and husband is Jehovah."